The FT.
The death of Argentina's former president, Néstor Kirchner, has transformed the country's political landscape, as he'd been expected to stand again for the presidency next year, or at least to continue to exert a significant influence over policy. On the line is Jude Webber, the FT's correspondent in Buenos Aires. Jude, Kirchner was no longer president, but he and his wife, current president Cristina Fernandez, were seen as very much acting as a team. What impact is his death going to have on her political prospects?
It could go either way. She could be strengthened by this. There's probably going to be a big outpouring of sympathy. Or she might find that other forces within the party can coalesce and be a rival to her.
Is there any indication about whether she will run again as president?
There's been nothing said, since Néstor Kirchner died. But what was being said until then by the couple was that one or the other of them would stand. Kirchner has no natural heir apart from her now. Both of them had a lot of people who would never vote for them. They had high negatives in the polls as well as high positives. So she would have to see whether she can overcome all of these negatives. Markets yesterday, here in Argentina, they were closed, but in New York, Argentine shares and Argentine bonds rallied very strongly because people started to think that this was the opening of a chink, if you like.
Kirchner played a key role in bringing the Argentine economy back from the brink after the financial crisis of 2001, and the economy is in reasonably good shape. So why was it that news of his death sparked a rally on the international markets? Why had investors lost faith in him?
Many investors never had faith in him at all. I mean, he was very unfriendly to investment. I think the reason for the rally yesterday was that people thought this is the beginning of the end of Kirchnerism now and we're going to have a more friendly government in the future. Kirchner was such a polarizing figure that he had opponents within his own party which had split. The 2011 elections were shaping up to be one of the Kirchners, either Néstor Kirchner or Cristina Fernández, as the government candidate, and then a candidate from a breakaway faction of the Peronist Party, plus opposition candidates. What's happened now is that with the death of Néstor Kirchner, the breakaway candidates have got nothing to break away from, and the opposition parties have also lost the person that they were anti. His death really is very confusing for the political landscape because it's not really clear now who's going to stand in the elections.
Given that the opposition has been rather weak in Argentina, who do you see as the leading candidate from within the Peronist Party, the ruling party?
Well, the person who seems to be coming out of this best at the moment is Daniel Scioli. He was Néstor Kirchner's vice president when Kirchner was president, and he is now the governor of the province of Buenos Aires, which is a massive province. He's seen as a very sort of likeable, affable sort of person, but a Kirchner stalwart, but the kind of person who's much more conciliatory and also quite flexible. There are other candidates, people like Carlos Reutemann, who's a former racing driver, who's also a former senator. He has important support in some of the farming regions. The other person that people are talking about who could play a very pivotal role is the union leader, Hugo Moyano. He's the leader of the main union confederation here.
Who do you think investors would prefer?
Investors probably would prefer nobody too closely aligned with the Kirchners and somebody who has a program that's not based on the economic model that Kirchner espoused. So, I mean, for Scioli to make it in terms of international investors, I think he would have to have a program that's a lot more investor friendly and you know, we're a long way away from seeing that kind of detail yet.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.